And then on top of that, and we'll be talking about this, really both activities in separate interviews tomorrow, the David Traylor Zoo is going to be kicking off the weekend with Strollin' Show coming up to Friday night at the zoo. So, and it looks like Friday is going to be really a nice night, partly cloudy and 57 for activities at the zoo, including the movie. So previews on both of those activities coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, you can start strolling at the zoo, and then they'll be showing a little thereafter. So 7 p.m. is a start time. Home on the Range.
Ah, cool.
By the way, is the movie that will be shown at the David Traylor Zoo Stroll and Show. Are we chambering it here, Chuck?
We are indeed. And as a matter of fact, we bring in the leader of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO, Janine McKenna, joining our morning show here at 6:50 today.
Hello, Janine.
Good morning.
How in the heck are you?
I think I'm doing quite all right.
I'm glad to hear that. So you had time to take a breath now from Unbound that happened over the weekend?
We did. I'm slowly catching up on sleep, but, you know, well worth it. What a great, great week of activities and events. Our office, you know, with Visit Emporia, had a booth at the Unbound Expo. Our office itself, the ValueNet Smart Room, played host to all the media. So we got to work with the media folks all week long, and what a pleasure it is to do that.
That was a really cool setup, to be honest. I think that's the first time, and correct me if I'm wrong, Janine, if that's been part of the process before, but to rub shoulders with folks from the cycling industry, really, you know, nationwide and worldwide, mm-hmm. Over at the Trustler's Business Center was a really cool feature here for us in the media.
Well, thank you. We love having it. This was our third year in hosting the media here at our office. And you're right, Chuck. Each year we get to meet just such great people. Friends, you know, this year people coming in and, you know, I remember visiting with you last year and this is great. And for us, a little bonus, it gives us the opportunity to brag about all the other wonderful things we have going on in our community. And they are always amazed when we can talk about, you know, the Dynamic Discs Open being founding city of Veterans Day, home to the National Teachers Hall of Fame, and so much more. It's just a wonderful experience to have.
Well, a great weekend it was, and thanks to all for opening your homes, your businesses. And been hearing great things about a great week for a lot of businesses here in and around the Emporia area, from Unbound and also the Flint Hills Rodeo that's taking place in Strong City over the weekend. So what's going on now, Janine?
I tell you what, we are busy, 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 but it's exciting. I'm happy to announce that our new director of Ignite Emporia, Sherry Harrison, started last Thursday. What a time for her to start, to get indoctrinated with everything going on here at the office. But this week, the coming weeks, we'll be getting her out, getting her introduced to the community. Her and her husband are fairly new to the community, moved here about a year ago from Nevada, so we're very thrilled to have her here. She comes with just some extensive knowledge and background, and I think she's going to be a great fit here at our office. So look forward to getting Sherry introduced to everyone, and she's going to be busy working on housing, working on our community development side of Ignite Emporia, and of course workforce development, those initiatives of Ignite Emporia. She's ready to hit the ground running and already has some wonderful ideas for that. Then we're also busy working on our Blue Cross Blue Shield Chamber Blue of Kansas. So another thing we did last week was send a mailing out to all of our members, so hopefully you've received that. Just some more general basic information on the Chamber Blue of Kansas program that will be coming out in January of 2023. If you did not get that mailing and you are interested to learn more about this health insurance program that we will be offering, let us know. We'll be happy to send you the same information that we sent out to our membership. You do not have to be a member of the chamber at this time. However, if it's a program you do decide to participate in, you will need to be a member by January of 2023. But we just think it's going to be a fantastic program offering some wonderful, wonderful benefits for our members.
Really quickly, Janine, looping back here to Ignite Emporia, maybe you can talk a little bit about just right now what the agency's role here is with the Chamber. You mentioned some of the different bullet points and what what Sherry's going to be really focusing on, but talk about how Ignite fits into the Chamber's mission and really how it fits into the city's progressive mission as a whole at this time.
Well, Ignite Emporia came about right about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was an effort by the Chamber going out visiting. We hired a company to go out, visit one-on-one with our members confidentially, so that they would speak openly about what are their needs as a business, what could help them grow as a business, what are things that maybe they could do on their own, but where do they need help and assistance from. And from that came out 4 initiatives, the first being workforce development, very closely second, almost tied, would be housing. The third was a little bit of business retention and expansion. Who do we go to? Who do we speak with when we're needing some assistance with our businesses? And really, that's where our focus was during 2020 and 2021 with COVID and really helping businesses remain sustainable during that time. And then the last is a little bit of community development and marketing, where the businesses said, we can sell our company, we can sell the position that we're out recruiting for, but we need you to help us sell the community. So those are the initiatives that we're working on, and with that, we hired the position of Director of Ignite Emporia. Many know that Rob Gilligan served in that role from 2020 till just the end of April. And now we're excited to have Sherry on board to help us move those initiatives forward.
All right, so we can't wait to get Sherry on here. We'll be doing that, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Very near future. Janine, thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
And
you
Janine
too.
McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, with us here, KVOE Live. And local 656, 66 degrees. Good morning.
You don't want to miss Washunga Days, June 17th and 18th in Council Grove, with presenting sponsor Farmers.